Now, there's a band in Dundalk that's something of an underdog. It's the town's local and only brass band, which has been meeting two or three times a week for the past 38 years. And with that number, 38, in mind, it's easy to see why there are only five of the founding members still in the band, as many have passed away, some have retired, and others simply can't commit to it. Nevertheless, those five founding members are determined to see the band carry on, with the help of some old friends and colleagues in the community.
On the right is a photo kindly left in with us of the Dundalk Brass Band.
There's Pedro there.
And there's Billy Coyle. Bernie Bingham's in there. That's Bernie Bingham. And that's myself. That's the rest of them are all dead.
In the basement of a red brick house on Jocelyn Street, the Dundalk Brass Band meet once more for practice.
There are two brass bands and four pipe bands, I think, in Dundalk at one stage. And what have we now? One brass band.
To have a full brass band, you need 27 players. Over the years, we have struggled to have the full brass band in the last 10 or 12 years.
How many do you have now?
On a good day, we would have around 22 players, which we can manage to get a reasonable sound with.
There's only five now, as we're speaking, there's only five of the founding members left.
38 years ago in this spot, Harry, Billy, Padder, William and Jimmy were among some of the founding members of the band. But Padder particularly remembers the year the band was formed.
We were very lucky because we were able to get men who had just retired from the show band scene. And very quickly, we put a band together. We had second-hand instruments. We fundraised and got new instruments, got new uniforms. And in no time, we had a top-class band. We were a great novelty when we started off first. We were engaged for everything. Charity walks, we'd be at the front of the charity walks. And everyone would be flying right through the band. And we'd end up at the back of them because, you know, the impetus of these guys doing their charity walks. Now, if you go back years in the history of brass bands, if you were a member of a brass band, it was a great thing. You'd have days out that no one would have. You'd be taken away to football and bussed away to different places that your friends wouldn't be able to do it.
But even though the band was great for local community spirit, they still found it hard to recruit new members.
I'm a founder of the Dundalk Brass Band. Harry Bellew. It's not the end thing, you know. It's not cool. It's not cool for young people to be playing in brass bands.
Not to mention the fact that many new recruits were taught voluntarily by Harry.
I played in a dance band, and more or less it wasn't great reading. You just played off the cuff. And the brass band was being formed, and remember Harry himself, we took a room upstairs, and there was four or five of us went up, and Harry used to be teaching us to read music. And Harry would put certain notes on the blackboard, and we'd be afraid for lives he'd ask one of us to play it, because we hadn't a clue. So that man weaved a tank, for all we know, in this band. I'd read music, I couldn't, until that man took me under his wing.
And without realising it, Harry is also somewhat responsible for a new wave of brass players.
Let me tell you, we have a practice room here, because they do a lot of the classes out of this area. This would have been the original VC.
That's Micheál Gaskin, the brass tutor in Loud's Music Generation Network for Children.
Hi guys.
Really everything I learned at the beginning was from Harry. There was no other opportunities in Dundalk to learn brass instruments. And, you know, he's a fantastic musician. So, like, you know, I would always put it down to Harry teaching me at the beginning. And when I went to the Academy of Music, where it was a different kind of level, I don't think I would have been taken on in the Academy of Music as a student if I hadn't got everything right up to that point.
I never realised that.
Oh, no. Well, definitely. No, because everything I learned had to be right at the beginning, you know, so.
And you could say it's part and thanks to Harry that the new music generation class might soon see its members in the Dundalk Brass Band.
With the few students we have, they're getting lessons, but we find it very important that they have a brass band. So we're building it up with the aim that hopefully some of the children will start going into the brass band.
Oh, it'll be brilliant. It'll be great for the band to have all these youngsters, especially that age. They're a good age to start, 9 and 10 year olds.
At Christmas we had a concert, and like our first one wasn't the best because we had only learned like little songs like Mary Had a Little Lamb and all. Then when we got like to Christmas, we were able to play like better songs.
And how did you find playing the instruments?
Well, I think it was just great, and I wasn't really nervous because I played for my parents. They're really impressed with me, and they think I should keep going on with the trombone.
Third, E flat.
F first.
I suppose when bands first started out, it was all about marching and thing, but even me at my age, nobody really wants to go out marching anymore, so it's all sitting down and playing. So sometimes it's a bit harder to work on your profile, you know, people still link bands up at a St. Patrick's Day parade playing up, and to be honest with you, the music in a St. Patrick's Day parade, the quality of sound isn't as good, trying to keep yourself walking up the street and
we still get people approaching us to do parades, and we laugh. Yeah. We say, if you can provide 20 wheelchairs and 20 people to push us along to the road. The age profile of the band is quite old now, so we're not able to march.
We'll have a tune, lads, please.
But it'll probably be a few years before these new musicians can perform with the band. So to boost numbers, every year the band sent out a call to the local paper, The Argus, looking for new recruits for their base on Jocelyn Street.
Two young girls here. They're just beginners. They're starting off, and we'll have them on the blackboard, teaching them the rudiments of music.
I think it's really good. I enjoy playing. Like, it's easy to read.
I'm only here around 7 weeks, so I'm not that used to it, that's the word.
What songs do you play?
Well, I don't really play songs, but I do play long tunes and scales and stuff like that. And it's just good to be able to play an instrument rather than seeing it on the TV. You'd rather be playing it. It's usually Harry that teaches me the instruments. He's very nice, and then he makes a laugh out of all your mistakes.
When we started this band in 1976, I didn't envisage myself 38 years after playing the big tuba. You know, I thought, well, you know, a couple of years, 10 years, give me 10 years, this will be enough. And 10 years went so quickly, and it was great, and the next 10 was even better.
I'm involved with the band that long, and I don't know any other life. How can you change? It's all I've known this last 30, 40 years, you could say. It changed my life.
And that was Louise Denver reporting from Dundalk with the Dundalk Brass Band.